Valley Boulevard.
Good Wednesday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here in studio. I have Dwayne Dunn, the Associate Dean for K-State Global Campus. And now on the phone, we have Tim Peterson. He's Director of the Board of Regents of the Get Ahead program. Do I have you, Tim?
You sure do.
All right. Well, welcome. How's it going?
Going great. It's a sunny day in Kansas.
Where are you calling from, just out of curiosity?
I'm over here in Topeka.
Okay. And it's still sunny and nice in Topeka.
It is, and I'm looking forward to some rain tonight and tomorrow.
Oh, I bet. Everybody across the state would echo those sentiments. And Tim, you told me just during the break that you were listening to the previous segment and talking about the Get Ahead program, and I was actually just asking Dwayne during the break just a little history on the Get Ahead program, and I understand that it's something that's been around a while, but really this is kind of a refresher with the Get Ahead tag on it and just kind of really letting people know about it.
It is, and I might just say first thanks, Dwayne, for being there today and talking about what we're trying to accomplish. But we kind of got started with this, Brady, through a Lumina Foundation report a couple of years ago called A Stronger Nation, which suggests that the U.S. will need to have 60% of the workforce, meaning adults aged 25 to 64, to have some kind of a meaningful credential, whether that's a HVAC certificate or a bachelor's degree or anything in between, by 2025, in order to be competitive globally in the economy. And there are a number of states, Indiana and Tennessee come to mind. There's also an initiative called KC Degrees with a lot of Kauffman Foundation money that are working really hard to get people to go back to school, finish a degree, because in Kansas, the board set a goal of a 60% attainment rate a couple of years ago as part of its Foresight 2020 strategic plan. But they realized, given our population, which, as you I'm sure know, isn't growing very much, we've got to get a lot of these adults back into the classroom to finish what they started to hit that 60%. And just real quickly, Dwayne talked about some stats. According to the National Student Clearinghouse, there are actually more than 300,000 Kansans that started college and haven't finished. And within that group, there are about 37,000, as Dwayne pointed out, that have the equivalent of two or more years of college that haven't finished. And that's our primary target audience. But whether it's earnings, quality of life, health issues, civic engagement, the data is real clear. A college degree makes a huge difference in your life.
Brady Bowman here with Tim Peterson. He's Director of Board of Regents for the Get Ahead program. He's on the phone with us from Topeka. In studio, we had Dwayne Dunn, Associate Dean for K-State Global Campus. And, you know, Tim, kind of going along some of the things that we talked about with Dwayne in the earlier segment is just that nervousness, I guess, you maybe see from some folks who may be either like 5 or 6 credits away from getting it done, or, you know, more, just that it seems some people just think it's more difficult than it really is to finish things out.
Well, that's true. And I know a number of individuals, some family members, as a matter of fact, that are in that circumstance. And that's one of the reasons the board decided to pursue this Get Ahead initiative, is to try to make it as easy as possible for people, first and foremost, to find out what's available. I think Dwayne mentioned, I'm not sure, that we actually have over 90 online baccalaureate degree programs offered by the 7 public universities. We're only featuring 7 of those, 1 per institution. But I'm guessing most Kansans have no idea that there are 90 online bachelor's degree programs out there. And so what we've tried to do is to feature 7 of these to kind of get people started, put them in touch with people like Jennifer that Dwayne talked about, who can really help them navigate that process from not only applying to be readmitted or to start, to get financial aid, which is huge. There are lots of sources of financial aid out there, but it's not an easy process. so the people at the universities and the community colleges can really help with that. And then finally, once you do all of that, you get enrolled, you start your courses, particularly if you've never taken an online course, it requires some tech skill and a lot of support. And I think really a lot of support from family and friends, coworkers, is also instrumental to the success of people actually not just starting but finishing.
Brady Bowman here with Tim Peterson. He's on the phone with us. He's director of Board of Regents for the Get Ahead program. And Dwayne, kind of going with some of the things Tim just said there, when it comes to folks who may be interested and be like, okay, I'm hearing this, I like what I'm hearing, I want to check it out. And for those folks who want to check something out at K-State, the K-State Global Campus, what is kind of that procedure for them?
Yeah, they can call our offices. We'll go to our website. There's actually a really nice link on our website that provides a request for information. They ask about four questions, you know, like their name, maybe their email address or phone number, and then we immediately get back to them. The other thing, they can just call our offices. My number is 532-2568. Or if they're interested in the Get Ahead program, I'd encourage them to call Jennifer Fortmiller. Like I said earlier, she works out of our Great Bend office there. So her number is 620-786-1188. Or her email address is jdunn, J-D-U-N-N, at ksu.edu. Her last name is Fortmiller, but her maiden name was Dunn, so she still has that email address. But she can certainly hook them up with the right people. And as Tim mentioned about the financial aid, one of the things we found, a lot of employers have tuition assistance. So they'll assist and help pay for courses for the individuals going through there. One of the things we've talked with industry and employers, we find out that a lot of employees are not taking advantage of that. A part of it is they think they have to go and be a full-time student or they have to relocate, and so they just don't go into and ask their employer about those assistance programs. But there is a lot of money that's, I guess you could say, left out on the table because the employee is not asking their employer for that assistance, and it's available out there for a lot of employees.
And Tim, I'm sure that you're probably seeing that probably across the state as well when it comes to ways that employers can get involved with this Get Ahead campaign.
Yes, we've not done as much outreach to employers as we intend to, but what I've heard from people in the economic development world, for example, the Gotopeka folks here, is that many companies, Blue Cross Blue Shield is a good example, Westar, Security Benefit, have just incredible tuition assistance programs, many of which provide up to $5,000 annual to employees who pursue a degree. But a lot of employees don't know about it, and I'm not sure how well the companies actually publicize it other than, you know, the initial hire and they get the employee handbook. But that's another source of financial help if people are working for a fairly good-sized company in the state, absolutely.
And Tim, we just got maybe about a minute and a half left on the program. Maybe just some closing thoughts and just one quick question. What's kind of demographics you're seeing as far as folks who have shown interest in these type of programs?
Well, I think predominantly, at least the people that I've talked to, tend to be, I want to say, women who are probably from their late 20s through their mid to late 40s. And that's not surprising because about 60% of all higher education enrollment across the country, and I think it's true in Kansas, are females. One other area I might just mention real quickly, though, that we need to do a better job is with the Hispanic population. One of the things that the Lumina Foundation report showed us is that in Kansas, our attainment rate so far of associate degree and higher is 43%. Only three counties, Riley, where you're at, Johnson, and Douglas, exceed 50%. The lowest, I'm going to pick on Dwayne here since he was president of Seward Community College for a few years, is Seward County with 19%,
yep.
And the Hispanic population has about a 20% attainment rate here, which is a huge part of our growing population. So we need to focus on that. One last quick thing, Brady.
Real quick.
If you click featured programs page and you go scroll down to the bottom, There are two links there. One that helps people decide what questions to ask about an online program, and there's another one called Career One Stop Center that has all kinds of information about job search, training, and other resources that people can access.
All right. Thanks so much, Tim, for joining us. That was Tim Peterson, Director of the Board of Regents for the Get Ahead program. Also, Duane, thanks so much for coming in and with us.
Thanks, Freddie.
Associate Dean for K-State Global Campus. Missing today's show? It's on demand online at newsradiokman.com later this afternoon. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Have a good Wednesday.
Tomorrow, Pawnee Mental Health Director Robin Cole on the show.